What are you learning in public schools? The wisdom of man, okay? And it says, and vain deceit. Vain means it's producing no result or useless.
Right.
So what am I saying? Is the public school useless? Yeah, it is.
Amen.
It's useless because it's the philosophy of men. Now, it hasn't always been that way. But public school went down a bad road in the 1960s and has never come back. And everything's gotten way worse in society ever since prayer and the Bible were taken out of schools and the Ten Commandments off the walls of the buildings. See, it used to be that the Bible was taught in schools. They would actually use books, you know, that were actually had Bible scriptures in them. They actually used to start the morning with a public prayer. Now, I understand that not everybody was a Christian, but, you know, and obviously I don't agree with forced religion. But, you know, God is the only one. God believes in forced religion, though.
Yeah.
Not that he forces you to believe it, but his way is the only real religion, is what I mean by that. So it says, a vain deceit. Deceit is the action or practice of deceiving someone or concealing or misrepresenting the truth. Now, how much of that do you see in public schools? Vain deceit. After the tradition of men. What is a tradition? It's the transmission of customs or beliefs from generation to generation or the fact of being passed on in this way. So it's a transmission of customs or belief from generation to generation. So vain deceit, you know, it's things, it's useless things that they're deceiving you with. It's the tradition of men. And, you know, what Jesus got onto the Pharisees for what? For teaching, for doctrines, the commandments of men, the traditions of the elders, the traditions of men, and rudiments. Rudiments is not a word that we normally use in our vernacular very often, but it means the first principles of. So after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, the first principles of the world. Now, what are we talking about? There's lots of different interpretations for the word the world. The world could be the actual physical world that we live in, but it also can be the secular world, the un-God, you know, basically the heathens that don't believe. The world, the secular interests and affairs of this world. You know, the ones that we're supposed to be separate from. That's what I'm talking about.